Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an author, a blogger, a network marketing professional. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years now. It's been a great journey. And what I want to do in today's video is talk about MLM in entrepreneurship. There are haters. There are lovers of our industry. I get it. I personally like the industry, but I understand not everyone does. I want to talk about why I think why I think network marketing is a great stepping stone for aspiring entrepreneurs. And I'll also talk about the pros and cons just to give you some ideas. So the definition of an entrepreneur is a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on greater than normal financial risk to do so. That's what I got off Wikipedia. That's how they define an entrepreneur. So in most cases, you have employees, you have investors, and you have entrepreneurs. That's the most common three categories of how people make money. I believe network marketing is a great stepping stone for someone who wants to start a business. Actually, it's a great stepping stone before you start a traditional business because it has very little risk. There's a low cost of entry. You get free training and a free mentor. I like to think of it as a high quality, low cost business school. You do network marketing for a year or two. You learn the basics about sales, prospecting, lead generation, marketing, training, leadership, communication, business finances. All that's going to help you, not hurt you, in any future business endeavor that you might do. Some people argue that network marketers are not entrepreneurs because they don't own anything. I don't really agree with that. Let me give you an example. As a network marketer, you're right. We don't own the company. We don't own the products. We don't own the downline. We are an independent distributor or an independent affiliate, whatever you want to call it. It's really no different than being a barber, though, a freelance barber who works at a barbershop. You get a 1099 miscellaneous. You're an independent contractor. You are responsible for your own taxes. You fill out a Schedule C, just like you do as a network marketer. So no, we don't own a traditional business and have employees and a lot of overhead like most business owners or entrepreneurs have. But we have the same benefits, and I believe we are entrepreneurs, whether everyone else agrees or not. IRS agrees that we are. We're independent contractors. We have our own business. We're responsible for filing our profit and loss, our income statement, and paying taxes on that. I'd also tell you that network marketing is not for everyone. Not everyone's cut out to even own a business. That's why most people work for someone else. So you have to ask yourself, are you willing to take some risks? Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to give up a steady paycheck and benefits to become an entrepreneur? Not everyone's willing to do that, and that's okay. We need entrepreneurs. We need employees. I don't knock either of them. But you have to decide if that is for you. And the great thing about this industry is you can start part-time while you keep your day job. In most traditional businesses, what happens is you take out a big loan, you quit your job, and you go and do your business full-time, and there's still a high chance of failing. Most businesses don't make it. The statistics are debatable depending on who you ask, but the truth is most businesses fail. Just drive through your local town where you live. Look at all the strip malls, look at all the empty buildings, and ask yourself how many of the current businesses were there 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And chances are it's not many of them. The most successful businesses or franchises, most mom and pop businesses don't make it. Some do exceptionally well, but most don't. At least with network marketing, we don't have to give up our job security. We don't have to go into debt. We don't have to take that big risk. It comes with minimal risk and unlimited upside potential. And that's what I love about the industry. So this is what I would tell you. If you are considering network marketing, even if you're kind of skeptical about it, talk to a few people who quit, but also talk to a few people who become successful and hear both sides of the coin. Because I know from personal experience, the people who are successful in the industry, they didn't always start out that way. They went through some trials and tribulations, just like the people who quit. But they live a very great lifestyle once they have their business built because they put in that work, they stayed the course. Now, once again, that's not for everybody, and there's nothing wrong with people who decide network marketing is not for them. I'll never knock those people. Some people do, but I don't. What you do with this industry is totally up for you, but I would tell anyone this: before you start a traditional business, before you go and quit your day job and take out a $100,000 loan and go into debt and not know whether or not you're going to make it or succeed, I think it would be at least worth considering doing network marketing first for a year or two to get a taste of the ropes of what entrepreneurship is even like on a part-time basis. Because you might find you love it, you might find you hate it. And at least by doing it part-time, you didn't give up your job security, you didn't give up your steady paycheck or your health insurance, and you're not going to worry about going into debt or being homeless or being bankrupt. So those are my thoughts on MLM and entrepreneurship. I will never not do this industry. I love this industry. Yes, there are times I hate it. There are times it drives me absolutely crazy. But I love the concept that you can be in business for yourself, in most cases, for less than $100 a month, not need a building, not need licenses or expensive insurance, not need an inventory, not need employees. And you can run your business from anywhere in the world, even on the beach, with your smartphone. Not many businesses offer that. So I think MLM and entrepreneurship go hand in hand, but I get it. Not everyone does, but I hope you'll at least take an objective look and decide for yourself if it's something worth considering for you. If you love network marketing, if you're on the fence about it, I recommend you go to my website, charlesholmes.net. We have a lot of tips, tools, and resources to help you be successful in your business. Also in the description box below this video, we have a lot more additional tips and links and resources you can check out to help you succeed. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe on my channel. Be sure to click that notifications bar. We do post a new video every single day, so make sure you come back tomorrow. And also don't forget to check out our other videos too. With that, have a great day and thanks for watching.